It's a wide range. Okay. Well, very quickly, we had a documentary called The School, Humanity's New Future, and I have to tell you, it's one of the most inspiring documentaries I've ever seen. It's on a school in Russia that in which the children themselves designed, built, and decorated their own campus, and it's about the most beautiful school you've ever seen. And in fact, they also designed their own curriculum, and they are they run the school, so they do the cooking, they do the cleaning, they do the administrative work, but they also design their own curriculum, and they are both students and teachers. So they can make up their mind, Franklin, for example, well, we want to learn physics this month, and we're just going to study physics until we feel we've mastered it, and when we are comfortable we've mastered it, then we'll pick something else. And so they really focus on different things, and you get people at, you know, children at very young ages who've mastered, you know, so 13-year-olds who've mastered quantum physics. And it's funny, the producer of the Solari Report, Kristen Linton, said to me today, she's been a teacher, and she said, you know, these are not like any kids I've had. Did you get a chance to watch it yet, Franklin?
I read the article. I didn't get a chance to watch the
Okay, well, there's sort of a crude version of it up on the web, and we put it in the blog post so you can watch it for free. You can also get a copy. It's not a long documentary at deepsnowpress.com. But I will tell you, it's one of the most inspiring things you've ever seen. So if the fiscal cliff is depressing you, pick up The School and take a look, because it's a wonderful example of what civilization can be, and it reminds you of the tremendous inspiration you get when you realize the enormous creative power that exists in each and every human being, and the potential we have as the human race, what we can be. So I recommend it very much, The School. Okay, well, Franklin, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back with you in November, and we will know I call them Monsanto and Goldman Sachs right and Monsanto Goldman Sachs left. So we will know which version of Monsanto Goldman Sachs will be in the White House next year. And so we will see what that has to do with the precious metals market. Okay, in closing, next week we have the third quarter wrap-up. I have a lot to say. I'm looking forward to it. More on the fiscal cliff and how you jump the curve next year. John Rappaport and I will be pre-recording the first of a new series on solutions. Our working title is Just Imagine. That's going to be the last week of the month. Then November 1st, a wonderful conversation with Lynette Louise, an autism expert, and autism is a subject I'm very interested in. It's one that touches many families and many families in our subscriber base, and so I'm very much looking forward to that. So until next week with the third quarter wrap-up, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.